Now, we start in an alleyway where there are no characters but one. That is our great hero. Our great hero is wearing a black vest, drowning in stress, hoping to find some answers through this dark alleyway. Now, when we're there, we find that there is only but a few trash cans and him. This character's name is Tyler. Now, in this world, there are people called duelists. They fight with Yu-Gi-Oh cards. And if you don't know what Yu-Gi-Oh cards are, look them up. They're awesome. So, they say he is the best duelist to have ever picked up a deck. So, our story begins. A few darking figures creep up on him, and they challenge him to a duel. Now, what there's something special about him is that he's the only duelist to have ever tried to summon all three god cards at once. He's never done it. And I don't know if he ever will. Now, he does not own these god cards. Because they are just pieces to him. Now, when he's trying to find these god cards, he stumbles upon a friend. That friend's name is Sahara. Sahara has been very well known to be the best deck advisor in the entire world. Now, I'm not just talking run-of-the-mill advisor here. I'm talking the best. So, in this man's deck, we have the Wall of Revealing Light Trap, Harpy Lady 2, Lightning Vortex, Harpy Lady Phantom Formation, Harpy Lady 3, Elegant Exorcist, Cyber Shield, The Left Leg of the Forbidden One, Harpy Lady Sisters, Harpy Lady, Right Arm of the Forbidden One, Cyber Shield, Poison of the Old Man, Left Arm of the Forbidden One, Cold Wave, Voltron Matter, Elegant Equitist, Harpy Lady 2, Harpy's Brother, Harpy Lady 3, Exodia the Forbidden One, Red Medicine, Harpy Lady 2, Harpy Lady Sisters, Harpy Lady, Extinction on Schedule, Field Barrier, Chisel Fire, Harpy Queen, Megamorphosis, Harpy Girl, Right Leg of the Forbidden One, Razor Fluffy, Lentonus, Wonder Balloons, Harpy's Pet Dragon, Rap Razor, Avenge Volter, Megamorphosis, Harpy's Brother, and Birdface. Now, if you even had listened to that entire thing, then you would have known that all those cards I just named are all of what's in Tyler's deck. Now, as we get into the storyline, Tyler is walking down in the alleyway when a few dark creatures approach him. They ask him for a duel. He refuses. Even though it is wrong to dishonor a duel, he was the king of games, so he could do what he wanted. Then, when they asked him again, he said, "Okay, I will duel you." As they dueled, he found that these were not any ordinary people. They were extraordinary beings, capable of immense power of the gods of the game, Yu-Gi-Oh! Now, when he pulled his final Exodia card, and he had three monsters on the field, Tribute summoned them all and summoned forth Exodia, the Forbidden One. Now, as he had done that, he had found that the other men had found a way to counter Exodia's power with God cards. There was only one set of God cards, but apparently they had made exact copies of them into where they can actually use them. So as he has Exodia out, Exodia is now limited power. It only has 500,000 attack points. And I know you might be thinking, well, that's a lot of attack points. Yes. Yes, it is. But for the Exodia, it's only a pinch of his power.